Hi, what's up?
Hi, good to see you.
Good to see you too. Can you hear me all right, or is it any
Yeah.
problem?
Hey,
Oh,
can you hear
okay.
me too?
Yes, I can.
Okay, how have you been, man?
Yeah, I've been great, just grinding for 28 weeks later.
Yeah,
Yeah, good to be back because I took a little break from Kendama before February, and yeah.
Okay. What? How long was the break for?
I mean, it wasn't a big break. All I did was not play Dama that consistently. I mean, I didn't have the time to play as much as I used to. Like, I don't know, I would spend like 5 minutes a day or even less, doing some juggles and that's it. But now I found the time in February and I started grinding.
Are you happy with your 28 tricks so far?
Incredibly happy. I mean, this year was better than the previous year. I don't think it's better than 2021, but it's definitely at least the second best 28 tricks later so far.
For you personally?
Yeah.
So what was special about 2021?
Well, it was COVID-19, so the schools were online, so I had a lot of time on my hands and I could play down more. Not much to do in lockdown,
Yeah. How much do you play every day? How much have you been playing every day?
Well, so if not for 28 tricks later, I would have probably played like 20 minutes each day. But if I had a sesh, let's say on Saturday, I would go there and play like a couple of hours, but usually just a couple of minutes because I'm very busy with school and
And then, how about with 28 tricks? How much have you actually been playing in February?
like an hour and a half a day. I mean, that's kind of the average because I had days where when I spent like 20 minutes or less, and other days when I literally grinded the trick for 2 hours and still didn't get it and had to do something quick.
What trick are you most proud of? Of you hitting of all time.
That one with trip tap, triple, late triple, trip tap, lighting, then triple, late triple, and so on.
You just hit that recently, right?
I think last Friday.
Okay.
I might be wrong, but yeah, last Friday.
So I kind of forgot to do this, but do you want to just go through your name and who you are, where you live, how long you've been playing Kendama?
All right. So my actual name, I'm sure most of you won't be able to pronounce it. Many Romanians can't pronounce it. But it's Tertelec Tiberiu. Tertelec is my family name and Tiberiu is my actual name. But people call me Tibi and Tiblex on Instagram. Tertel means a golden wire, a golden, a golden string in Romanian. Golden tie, let's say. Well, I live in Romania near Bucharest. And I've been playing for 6 years and like 2 months.
Okay. Why do you play Kendama? Why do you like playing?
It's a very pleasurable activity. Simply, I started playing and I kept playing because my parents wouldn't let me play video games. I didn't even have a phone when I started. So Kendama was like one of the few pleasures that I had. I mean, of course, I used to go out with my friends and I still do, but besides that, Kendama was the only thing I could do. And I enjoyed it very much because doing a spike and doing all those tricks just feels incredible. It spikes a lot of dopamine. And after each trick, I felt more and more motivated to do something better. And I met new people at contests, and step by step, I integrated kendama into my day-to-day life. I mean, I created an identity as a kendama player for me.
What motivates you the most to play? Because you haven't really competed that much, and I think a lot of players, they're motivated by winning competitions.
Oh,
But you
really?
obviously, I mean, I think so. Maybe not. I think maybe the biggest motivation, if not winning competitions, maybe that's more Japanese players. I feel
Yeah.
like they're motivated, but maybe another big motivational factor is landing bangers and posting them on Instagram and getting, impression, people impressed by you. And then also like the personal goal
Yeah,
of
for
win. Go ahead.
yeah, so it's definitely a good question. There was a part of my kendama career, like in at the beginning of 2019, when all I wanted was to post a trick, post the next trick, do something better, get attention on Instagram. But I realized that it was somehow not good for me because, I spent like, I don't know, hours sweating for a trick, and I figured out that I wasn't enjoying as much, and yeah, I quit regarding posting on Instagram as the main source of motivation. Of course, it feels good when you get a lot of comments and likes, but I'm now not primarily motivated by that.
Okay.
Contests, at the beginning, the kendama was incredibly popular in Romania. I mean, I don't think anywhere else it was like that. I mean, not even in Latvia, there was the huge wave. I mean, here it was huge. Deposito Kendama, the local company here, brought players from all around the world, players who are very popular, like Nick Gallagher, Christian Fraser, Bonzatron, and yeah, many others. And the scene was really big. And I
Yeah.
went to contests. At the first contest, I took the third place, like after only 6 months of playing. And yeah, that motivated me. But time has passed and many quit. So there weren't as many contests as before. And big competitions like EKO back then, we had a chance to have it in Romania. But otherwise, there weren't any big competitions, only small local ones. And yeah, with the whole online kendama competitions thing, I enjoyed going to KWC. I'm sad I didn't go to Japan, but online was a fine experience too. But other than that, I just simply enjoy playing. I don't know how to explain my motivation.
Yeah. Do you have a goal of winning KWC at some point?
I used to have, but now I just want to go with the vibe. I mean, going if I ever have the chance to go to Japan, I would rather not be stressed, and I would rather not put an incredible pressure on me to win KWC because that would hinder my ability to enjoy other things in Japan. Of course, I would do my best at the competition, but I don't know. Japan is just seems so far away and so great that I just cannot afford to be stressed all the time and not enjoy everything. Plus, there will be many players and lots of social interaction. And
So overwhelming.
yeah,
Yeah.
it's overwhelming and great at the same time.
Are you like a social person with your friends? Do you go out a lot? Or are you more of like sit at home, you enjoy your time alone, playing Kendama, Rubik's Cube, whatever?
Well, I do both. I like being social quite a lot.
Okay.
All right. Actually, I like it so much. But if I have to, of course, I'm fine with staying home. But yeah, I try to balance those things. There were times in my short life when I didn't find the balance. And it was not great. I mean, you have to prioritize your own self and also prioritize the social interactions because both are great.
Do you party?
Yes, but actually, well, you see, I mean, I'm open to going to parties and I've been to a few, but I don't really like it when people bring drugs to the parties or smoke or something like that. And I do not want to get into those kind of parties.
Okay. What about like a girlfriend? I mean, how old are you? You're 18, right?
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't say this, but I've just broken up. But
Oh, young
yeah.
love. It hurts.
Yeah, but.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
But okay, so you are a relatively social person. Some girl at one point was lucky enough to be dating the best Kanama player in the world.
I'm not the
So,
best.
how would you react to Zach's list of best Kanama players? Did you see that interview that I had with him?
Yeah, I saw parts of it. Well, I think I agree. I mean, Takuya is better, but between me and Nick, I don't know. I mean, there are certain areas where Nick is so much better, and I don't feel like I can get to the level where he's, like at stilts, for example, or at stalls. I don't have the patience to just sit there with the wing and do all these. Or do the stilt phrase. And I've been trying to improve my stilts, but he's definitely on another level. As for Takuya, I mean, sure, I think I'm better than him at cam flips and goons and cloud bounces, but like he's definitely better at me than at taps. And you know, he's so much more consistent and so much more dynamic. I mean, if you look at his trick, he's always spiking it, and you know, I mean, yeah.
What are you
And he's.
better? What do you think you're better at, Nick, then?
Well, cam flips, taps, and you know, these lines combining those two and maybe slings. And but I don't mean slings like that, you know, he did 12. I can't even drill 12, all right. But you know, slings in combos like juggle late, a number of slings and then continue it.
Long
And
combinations.
yeah, and border and balance tricks.
What else did you think about the Zach interview? Did you have any other reactions to other parts?
Yeah, I saw the Johnny what he said about Johnny Chris and how he unfortunately had a hand accident and he wasn't able to play as much or he wasn't able to play at all. And after he came back, he was like it was like he didn't miss a day. He was yeah. I mean, I perfectly agree. Johnny Chris is the type of player who has a natural talent and he definitely put in some great work and he's a great player. And yeah, I don't know what else to say. As for the part of how tall I am 6 feet 2 or something like that.
Yeah, I assumed you were tall because you grew a lot during your
Yeah,
Instagram feed, right?
I remember, like, in 2019 I was around here. It's insane how.
Yeah, that was funny. I was gonna ask a certain question. What did you think about, did you watch the form part about comparing kendama form of how you spin the tama or how you do a ken flip? And did you get a chance to look at that?
Not really. I mean, I just skipped over some parts of the interview.
I
But you can
appreciate that.
explain and I'll give my opinion on it.
Well, I did you ever see my form video? Like when I compared a bunch of different triple taps. I did triple
Oh,
tap.
I saw a few weeks ago you sent me a clip when I don't think it was you, or maybe it was you, I don't know. But you showed me how Takuya tapped and how I tapped and the difference, the angle difference, is
Well,
that what you are referring to?
yeah, and then there's another YouTube video that I love to see your reaction about, but it's basically comparing different players like Nick and Edwin and Gino and Liam of how they do triple tap, juggle triple late flip, juggle triple tap, juggle spike, and just the differences between Alex Mitchell was in it too. The difference between where they tap on their body, how they throw the tama up, if they spin the tama, where they throw the late triple ken flip, all these kind of different mechanisms. And I'm just
Yes.
curious, you have a really straight, clean form, super clean. And yeah, if you think a lot about form of how you play, and if you ever change it, or just what your thoughts are on that.
I see what you're referring to. So, it's a hard question, but I think I'm gonna give an answer. So let's take your trick, for example, triple tap, trip ken, trip tap. So after I do the first triple tap, most people would throw the tama this way, on the left side of the body, if you are right-handed, of course. So most people would throw the tama here, but I throw the tama here on the other side. And it's technically worse, but that's how I learned it. And I tried to switch to throw it like that, but I couldn't do it consistently. So I throw it like that, and then when it's like this, I move the can over and then do the juggle. And if you think about it, you have more chance to tangle your string around the can, but yeah, I don't know how I do it so clean. I probably throw the tama really high and do the triple ken flip as fast as I can. So, yeah. Another important thing I want to mention is the fact that you don't have to do it slow. I mean, the taps must be fast, the ken flip too. And the juggles. I mean, you don't want to do a slow juggle like that. You want it fast because the faster you do it, the cleaner it is. And yeah, and also keep it balanced. I mean, don't go too low with the kendama. Don't go too high. Keep it around your chest, I mean, that's what I think makes it clean.
After taps and even going from 0.5, do you spin it or do you just lob it?
I think I spin it a bit. I don't care, and if I don't want to do a spike directly, I don't really care how I throw it, and probably the tama will do, like a spin or two, but it won't go crazy like that. But yeah, probably a spin or two.
I wanted to talk to you about stringless. Do you ever play kendama stringless or always with a string?
Yeah, I tried stringless, of course. I think most of us have, but I know you had an interview with Elliot and he plays stringless. And yeah, stringless is in some ways easier and in other ways more difficult. There's always this anxiety that if you drop the ball, sorry, if you drop the ball, the ball is dropped. I mean, there won't be the string to help you. So yeah, from what I saw, juggles are a lot easier. And paradoxically, no, what was the word? Paradoxically, is it okay? Yeah, paradoxically, when you want to spike it, I don't know, it just feels easier because you are under a lot more pressure because you don't want to drop the tama. Otherwise, when you have the string, you can afford to miss a spike. You know, you don't necessarily think it, but in the subconscious, you think that. So, yeah. But you cannot do cloud bounces, goons. That's the sad part.
You can, it just won't look as good. Well,
Yeah.
no, you actually can't. But
You can do a young spike and bounce and have the tama bounce the ceiling and have it back on.
yeah. What do you think of Elliot? Do you like watching his tricks?
Yeah, I love Elliot. I mean, yeah, I really like his tricks and I talk to him. He's a very nice person. He also taught me some Rubik's Cube. He gave me some tips. But his tricks are amazing. I mean, he did like that Nick Gallagher's trick, but with 1.5. And he also did like a trip tap down spike, you know, that thing under trip tap twice down spike and trip tap three times down spike first hand. And yeah, it was really hard. And his tricks are amazing. I mean, not much else to say.
Who would you say your favorite player is?
I know I've answered this question last interview and I said Liat Kotlaker was, but now I feel the same. I mean, he always has a special place for but if we're talking about players who actually play, I would say Nick Gallagher.
Nick,
Yeah.
you why do you like him more than Takia?
Because me and Takia have somewhat a similar style, while me and Nick have a different style, and that's what I find fascinating about Nick, how he does all these other tricks that most of us can't even think of. I mean, they're pretty much very creative. I saw him do like swivels and swivel juggles. Like, who in the world would have thought about these?
Where do you see
And
economic go? Yeah, go ahead.
I also like Ben Herald.
You do.
Yeah, he's a really great inspiration for me.
Okay. Besides the top 10, so you said it's Takia between you and Nick. Could you confidently say the next few players that should be in the top 10 or the fourth
Yeah,
best?
I can say. So on the fourth place is Nick Stodd.
Okay.
But if I think about it, he's so good that I would put him in the third place or the second place. But
But
let's just
surely, I
say.
mean, Stott is super good, but when it comes to these long lines that I feel like Stad might be lacking in some regard that you and Nick
Yeah,
have,
I see.
right?
I see. So, okay, let's just have it that way. Fourth place, Stodd. Fifth place, Motti. Sixth place, Edwin. Seventh place, Alex Mitchell. And then I have to think about it. Wait.
Yasu?
Yeah, I mean, yes, he's great. So I think I'm gonna put him in the eighth place. And of course, there are many other great players. I just can't remember.
Liam?
Liam. I mean, yeah, he's good, but I haven't seen him
Yeah,
post.
recently.
Yeah.
Would you put Ben Harold up there?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think time has passed and like I don't want to offend anybody or but I think he's a little bit overwhelmed with all this new gen stuff and
Yeah, and obviously this list is super personal and it's
yeah,
completely up to the
I don't want
person.
to offend anyone by,
But it is really interesting. I just like to hear what people like, what they value and what they think is the best. And I think every list will be different, you know. And I don't mean to like be super competitive or anything, but I just think it's interesting for whatever reason.
Kevin Wong is the in the top 10, in my
Gotcha.
opinion, too. I'm not sure. But yeah,
Why
I don't know.
Kelvin?
Kelvin Wong, sorry. Because he has all these creative tricks,
Yeah.
Wong taps, and I saw what he did for the Toti,
Yeah.
lighthouse, triple. I don't know how to call that. And UST, of course.
Yeah,
How could
there
I
Wyatt
forget him?
too. I mean, there's just so many
Yeah,
to
Wyatt.
right. It's hard. Yeah. What did you think about Toti?
Well, a part of me knew that I would win, and the other part knew that Takuya would win. So I don't know. It's about what people decided in, at the end of the day. And I find Takuya very difficult too. I mean, yeah, of course it's difficult. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been at Toti. But yeah, the competition was really tight.
Yeah. I don't know if I didn't see this, but I did hear, I think it was my buddy who mentioned that for your tightrope, like obviously it's better to get it super close to the tama, but would you consider it like not clean if it was touching the tama at all?
Yeah, I would consider it. And some people asked me if my tightrope wasn't clean. You know what happened? There was a sound when the spike hit the string, and some people thought it was the sound of the spike hitting part of the ball of the thumb. And yeah, I mean, I put it in slow motion and I saw. I mean, it's kind of hard to see, but from what I saw, it didn't touch. And
Okay.
yeah, but otherwise, I would consider it not clean if the bike made contact.
Okay, gotcha. Well, congrats on
Thank you.
winning that. How hard was that trick for you? How long was it grind? I mean, I asked you earlier and it didn't seem like that was the most proud trick that you've done, you know? Like your most proud trick was the triple eight. Triple eight times two, you know?
Yeah, it was kind of a long time ago. I
Yeah.
mean, not so long, 2 months, but it feels like a lot. And my brain, everyone's brain alters how they perceive the difficulty once time has passed. But I can say it was really hard. I mean, I grinded for months, not every day, but when I felt like it, I would grind for some time. and then I would stop, and then I would grind some more the other day, and so on. And the grind was really hard. I can
Okay.
tell you that it landed many times on tightrope, and I missed the spike a few times. Other times it just landed on tightrope and I lost balance. And yeah, it was really annoying, and I had to have a lot of patience for it.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. That's good to hear because it's hard to know. I mean, obviously, triple tightrope flip is a trick in itself, but with how, like you know that you know how somebody who hasn't ever touched kendama, they
Yeah.
see somebody doing tricks and they don't know how difficult it is. Like
Yeah, I see, I see.
they think that maybe they could do it, or they just it's hard to really know. And I have the same thing when I watch BMX or other things where, like golf, maybe. Like, I don't really know how hard it is, so I can't appreciate it. And honestly, there's a level that I have as like an advanced kendama player that I've been playing for a long time, where when I hear tricks that when I see and hear tricks that you're doing and Nick and Zach, like I know how much time and I know how difficult it is. But with the level of consistency that you guys have, it's hard for me to really like know how far you guys grinded for that, you know? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see, I know what you mean. And yeah, I used to think the same as you did about some things. But many tricks that we see, and maybe we don't find them as interesting or as entertaining as others, but when you try the trick itself, it feels much harder than the satisfying and the good-looking trick you saw the other day, you know? I mean, some of these advanced tech tricks don't look so impressive, but in fact, they are much harder than, you know, many good-looking tricks.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know, even at freestyle, when you're on the scene and you do a lot of spikes, the crowd is so wild and everybody screams. But yeah, somebody doing stalls on the scene, I think he wouldn't be so appreciated, you
Yeah.
know, because no offense to anyone, but for an outsider, stalls are much less satisfying than, you know, some juggles. And
Right,
even for some kendama players, it's
yeah,
in our nature to want something more dynamic.
totally,
But
yeah. Do you think I know I already asked you this on DM, but do you think you'd be able to go to EKC?
yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, I earned those money, and of course, Active would have sent me there, but now, as I'm 17, and my parents actually are more willing to go there with me. You know, I'm not a little boy anymore, so yeah, I think I'm gonna go.
Awesome. Okay.
And the good thing is that we have a national holiday right before EKC starts,
Yeah.
and we will get some days off school, and this is great because when I return to EKC, I will also have a day free of school, and even before the weekend, and you know, it doesn't hinder my attendance to school. So yeah.
Okay. What are you in high school?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have 1 year or 2 years left?
This year I'm gonna finish the 11th grade and then the 12th grade, and then college. Yeah.
Where are you going to go for college?
At the University of Medicine, I want to become a doctor.
Oh, nice. Awesome. What kind of doctor do you want to be?
Well, regarding the fact that I like doing things which require a great amount of dexterity, I think I want to become a surgeon.
A surgeon. Okay. You
Yeah.
could also say rheumatologist because of
Yeah, I
the,
know.
yeah, but a surgeon. Okay. I know you're a very academic person, right?
Yeah, I am.
Do you know, are you going to be going to college or university in Romania or somewhere else?
Well, if I wanted to attend another college or I wanted another specialization than medicine, I would probably not go to Romania, but frankly, our university is pretty good, so I think I'm gonna stay here.
Okay. Is there a
I mean,
specific
for
type of?
that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, next week we'll go with the school to visit some of the universities in Bucharest, and we're gonna go at the University of Medicine too, and I heard it's great, so
Okay.
yeah.
Do you know what kind of surgeon you want to be? Like,
No, not really,
okay.
but time will tell.
Maybe brain surgeon, you can see like the difference between taps and late flips. I need
Yeah.
to know.
What part of your brain does it activate?
Yeah. Do you think that people, do you think that you have talent, or do you think you put in the most hours of Kendama?
I think I put in the most hours of Kendama. The only talent I have is the talent to enjoy those things. But when I picked up the Kendama, I couldn't even do a pickup. I tried for 5 minutes and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And that was with many other things, the Rubik's Cube, even ping pong, because I started, playing with my friends for a while, and now I got better. But when I started, I was so bad at it, and for everything I do, I mean, the only talent I can have is the talent to enjoy the thing I'm doing. But yeah.
It's really, really interesting,
Yeah.
because if you're not born with, if you don't naturally appreciate grinding for something, that could be considered the talent, right? It doesn't have to
Yeah.
do with you naturally being able to do these coordinated tasks. It can just be with the fact that you're, whether it's intelligence or if it's ability to work hard, and maybe you were raised with it, maybe your parents instilled it into you, but that has is so much more important than other things when it comes to Kendama and really
Yeah,
anything in
of
life,
course.
right?
Yeah. I think my parents instilled it to me, but there is the part that you inherit from from genetics and so on. It's not big, but it can make a difference sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes like 99% is hard work, and the 1% which is luck, will make you better than the 99%. This
Yeah.
is how I see it.
Yeah. Do you have you played other shapes besides active?
Yeah, I have. Are you gonna ask me which one I like more?
Yeah.
All right, so the one I like the best is Max Angel's Pro Model Shape.
Ne-ne-ne-ne. Shout out to Max Angel.
Yeah,
Oh my
shout out to
God, he's
him.
gonna be so happy to hear that.
I love it for taps, for cam flips, for slingers. It's perfect for my style.
How much money is he giving you to say
I don't know. I mean,
that?
I tried it at I tried it from Barry, Barry Dan Michna. He gave me at the sesh, and it's great. I mean, it's the best shape I've played in a long time. And if you open up the subject of shapes, I think I'm gonna say something that probably most people won't like to hear, but there's a point where the kendama shape, if it's too big, is not even comfortable in your hands. So I think, as wrong as it sounds, we should put bigger cups on a pedestal, I
Yeah,
mean.
I agree. Yeah, I look at, I'm obviously, as the owner of Lotus, I have been developing a new shape for a while.
Yeah.
And when big cups was a thing in 2019, we made our cups really big. and I still love the sacred shape, but I originally was going to go bigger, but after playing
Oh.
with some bigger, yeah, not necessarily bigger cups either, but maybe just bigger, bulkier to make it even out, because our cups are really big compared to everything else. But after trying some stuff out, I think we found a really, really good balance between everything, which you guys will
Nice.
all see. So, but when I was talking to with Max about his ProMod, he mentioned that I'm finding that shapes nowadays, it's kind of like either tall and skinny or short and
Thick.
bulky,
Oh,
short and
yeah.
thick. Yeah.
I
And
see, I see.
yeah, and I obviously you prefer tall and skinny
Of course, of course.
as a tall and skinny person, right?
Yeah.
And then Max isn't super short and bulky, so maybe that's why, but no, I'm just joking. But anyway, so yeah, I feel like that's where shapes might go. You know, like tall and skinny, better for flips and slings, not so good for lunars, short and bulky. Obviously can still do everything, but better for lunars. And kind of separating those two things. But
Yeah, I see.
yeah. But anyway, Max mentioned to me, I'm really excited to try this ProMod, especially after you said that you like it. But Max mentioned that he went the tall and skinny route. Not, yeah, it's really good for Ken flips, and I prefer that too. It's hard. I want an all-around kendama, but if I had to pick one, I don't know. I like to go back and forth. I think maybe that's the best way, is to go back and forth between a nice tray flip lunar dama,
Yeah.
where you can kind of sesh and do a lot of stuff with, versus just a grinder, honer, taps, late flips, new gen
Yeah.
stalls, you know.
I see, I see. I feel like if you have, let's say, a bigger shape, it's gonna be hard to balance the weight because the cane is gonna be too heavy, and that's not what you want either. But let's say you have a lighter cane. You know, but the shape is like really big. It still feels very weird because you have all that. You have the can, which is so big in your hands, and it feels so light, and it's kind of confusing. I mean, of course, you can adapt to it, but I don't know.
Yeah. Do you weigh your Serato versus your sword?
Yeah, I do. And I want them matched.
Okay. And then what about your
Sometimes,
Tama? Go ahead.
so when I want to do taps, I usually choose a bit a heavier sword. And when I want to do loons, I choose a heavier sword though. But yeah, it's pretty intuitive if you think about it.
So you find, what's the best tapping setup? Is it a heavy sword?
Not so heavy, but I would prefer a light sword and a light Serrado, but the sword must be heavier than the Serrado, you know? I wanted them pretty light, and what I mean by light is like 74 grams, something like that. I mean, just under 75 grams.
And then you want your sword to be 2 or 3 grams lighter than your Serato.
Like 2 grams, it's perfect.
And then how heavy is your Tama?
The Tama is like you don't want it too light because then you will feel like you're tapping nothing, but you don't want it too heavy either because then it will be hard for you to move the Tama once you tap. So yeah, you want it pretty balanced, you know, around the same weight as the can.
Around 74.
Yeah.
All right. I'll try that out.
Nice.
I need to get, I'm working on five tab, late five juggle, five tab.
No, oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, I don't
Because,
think they.
but I pretty much hated the trick because it was the trick which hindered my triple cam flip. Because once I pushed myself to flip the cam harder for queen cam flip, I found that I couldn't do triple cam flips. And then I thought, you know, I didn't flip it as hard as I should have. So I flipped it even harder. And instead of triple cam flips, I would do quad cam flips for like 6 months until I think it was you who told me.
Super funny. Yeah, I'll be very careful of that. I think I kind of have it good enough where I can go back,
Yeah.
but it's funny
Just
how.
don't flip it too hard. Don't flip it too hard.
Okay.
Trust me.
But it's funny how once you get past three for even J6 with anything, it becomes more of a feeling than more of a visual thing, you know?
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah. I mean, I didn't think people had this impression. I mean, I saw friends who would like track the 5J stick, you know. And I just do it instinctively. I don't think about it.
It's just feeling,
For taps, you can count them by what you hear. There is no uncertainty in taps, but with flips, they can go anyway.
Gotcha. What do you think of Edwin when you watch him and his lefty tricks and just in general?
Lefty tricks are the future of Kendama. I've been thinking about it lately, and I don't think there will be new concepts like cloud bounces and loops and goon pinches were revolutionary, but I don't find anything else. And I've tried. I've literally thought before I went to bed multiple nights, what could possibly innovate Kendama? And the only answer I could find is lefty tricks. I mean, people need to start over, and because that will make Kendama more challenging. And
Well, wait.
Edwin doing all these, I have the feeling that he's same as good with the right hand and the left hand. I mean, he's probably not, but that again shows how good he is.
He says he
And
plays Ken against himself.
what, really? Oh my God. Then he's as good with the right hand as he is with the left hand.
The triple tray was crazy, right?
Yeah. I struggle to get it with my right hand, and he just does it with the left hand. Insane.
Really, really cool. And he's the nicest guy too. Do you like the community aspect of Kendama? I know you're on social media a good amount, but like at events and stuff, I mean, I don't know how social you are as a person, but do you appreciate that of Kendama?
Yeah, I do. I do it, of course. We have a great community. There were some dramas, a few weeks ago. I don't want to get into it, but now I feel like the community is so balanced, nice people, and yeah,
What was the drama?
it's stable. What?
What was the drama?
You know, with Aiden22, there were mixed feelings, sides and. Yeah, I don't want to give an opinion right now, but I mean, I felt like there was a lot of bad blood between people, and now I feel like it's much better. I
Especially during
mean,
COVID.
yeah, as far as I'm aware of, there aren't gossips or anything.
I find that players who, and I'm not saying it's these players' faults for not going to events, because obviously, if you're not in the financial situation or if you're too far away to attend events, I'm very fortunate and privileged that I live in the States and
Yeah.
I have the resources to be able to go to all these events. But there's a thing, and it's not only with Kendama, but also the current status of especially America, but probably the world too, in some degree, where it's very argumentative and competitive and two sides. When if you actually go in person and you really feel the vibe, it is like so much better. Like the last events that I've gone to, and not only in regards to the divisiveness of politics, but just in regards to the nature of social media. Like, I can imagine that if I only played by myself for a long time, I could kind of like just how the human mind works. It's bad, and you're more competitive and you're judging people. But then when you go in person and you really embrace the community and you drop the competitiveness, because I naturally can be really competitive, and you just make friends with everybody, you realize that these people just love this toy as much as you do, and there's not much competition, and you can connect to these people, no matter who they are, where they come from. And I feel like going to in-person events is so important if you have the means, just for anybody out there, because I like the community part. It's made my life so much better. I haven't been part of a community, you know, like I didn't grow up really, especially religious. And that's where I think a lot of people found community in churches, you know, for better or for worse. But with this community of Kendama, especially going in person, making friends, making best friends, it's like so valuable, you know?
Yeah, I perfectly get it, and I totally agree. And when you go out in person, I felt it on my own skin, you know. Before EKO 2018, all I can say is that for every trick some of us posted in the comments, there was a huge fight, you know, in Romania, because oh, it was handed. Oh, it was cringe. Oh, you're asking for a company's sponsorship. Oh. But when we all met at the contest, it was like all that was gone. I mean, I perfectly get what you are saying, and folks became friends, and it was great. It was perfect, and
Definitely.
I perfectly get it. And if I come to EKC, it's gonna be an incredible experience.
Great time. Yeah.
I
Well,
really want to meet all the players.
if I go, I really want to meet you in person, because we've done this interview twice and I DM you all the time. Yeah, I think it'd be really, really cool to just watch you play in person and to meet you and talk to you.
Yeah.
Because I know you try to realize it, but like the amount you've pushed Kendama and inspired people and shown people what you can do with this toy, it's so inspiring. So not only me, but I think so many people appreciate you. And then also on top of that, you're humble, you're smart, and you are so nice, you know, like you can be, if you wanted to, you could be like an asshole and be cocky and stuff, but you're not. And so it's super, super nice, you know. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. But I think most people are like that. I mean, as far as I know, and maybe they're not, but they don't seem to, they don't seem to be cocky. And
Yeah. Right.
I'm really looking forward to meeting you
Yeah.
in
Yeah.
person.
Yeah. All right. Well, I really appreciate doing this conversation. Maybe we can do the next one in Europe, but if not, we'll definitely do another Zoom one. Was there anything else you wanted to bring up when when I talked to you about doing an interview? Did you want to talk about any specific topics?
Wait, let me think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about something, but I wanted to ask you first. When you play Kendama, what do people think about you? I mean, people who don't play. I don't know, let's say you're in a park or something.
It depends on who it is, but I think generally people will stop and look and mostly be interested and maybe think, well, I didn't know that you could do those tricks with that toy. I haven't don't think I've had one negative, really. I don't think I've ever had one negative response to me playing. I think most of it is just curious. And maybe they think negative thoughts, or maybe, like, again, this is my mind just saying that they're thinking negative thoughts. But for the most part, when they do come up and talk to me, they say, you know, what's that? I live in a very Dominican Republic area, my neighborhood in New York City, and
Oh, yeah.
so they've played bolero, and so I kind of have sometimes I have to, like, show them that this is different than bolero. Like, obviously it's the same sort of toy, like the French and like the Dominican communities, like they've had the same similar toy to the Japanese community with kendama. But maybe they're just impressed that you could do these sort of tricks, and that they don't know that there's a community and competition. And then, of course, when a kid or an adult wants to try it, I push it to them. But I think that's the general attitude.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy for you. I
Why do
mean,
you
I
ask?
can say that here it's it's technically the same, but there are people who think that if you play Kendama, you're stupid or you're autistic, you know, because it was very popular and like most people quit. And now the few of us that are still playing are regarded as, freaks, or I don't know. But I repeat, not many people think like that. But there is definitely a percentage who does, especially, people, kids my age or a bit younger. You know, they think they're like everything, and yeah.
It really sucks. Is it mostly people your age, like in high school?
Yeah, I mean, there are elderly people who tell me that I should be doing something else rather than wasting my time playing Kendama. Well, I mean, it's not as encouraged as it should be, because if you play Kendama outside, it's better than to sit inside and play 1 hour of video games.
My
And
favorite argument against that, because I've had, maybe nobody's actually said it to me, but I felt it being thought of me that I'm wasting my time with this. And a good argument against that is usually the people that are saying that, they also, they're first of all,
yeah,
they're
they're not
like,
perfect. Yeah.
they're not perfect, but it's funny because I may be more successful or more developed in, like, actual corporate world,
Yeah, I
more
see.
than them. So it's like you can't blame me for wasting my time when I've put my time into other stuff and I've been successful. Like, you're gonna be a doctor. You've gotten great grades. So it's like, if I was getting bad grades and if I was, like, slacking off, then yeah, maybe. But I'm getting great grades. I'm going to be a doctor. I can do what I want, you know?
Yeah, I see, I see. And another thing I want to say is that at some point, going out and playing an hour of kendama can be better for you than a leg day at the gym. I said it. I just said it. I cannot tell you how many times I've got a muscular fever because of playing, all these squats from playing all this tension in your
Yeah,
legs.
I
Yeah,
know.
it's. Sometimes I come home if I play, and I come home with my legs destroyed, literally.
And I
People
want to
don't
say,
understand how much of a sport kendama is, you
no,
know?
they don't. And it's unfortunate because especially Americans, they love football. And I'm sorry,
Oh,
guys, but football,
soccer or
like
football?
football, like
Oh, yeah,
even
the
the
one
name in
with the
itself
helmet.
is so dumb. And this is controversial, but it's a dumb sport. There's, first of all, 100 people on the sidelines. Like, do you need that many people? Second of all, there's not that much talent. And okay, maybe this is a hot take, but, like, the quarterback is, like, the only cool position. And maybe, like, the receiver actually catching it, right? But everybody else is
Yeah.
just pushing and tackling and getting
Yeah.
CTE and brain damage.
Yeah.
And it's so dumb. And then third of all, every one of these sports, golf, basketball, football, there were people who started playing and fell in love when there was nobody else playing, right? And they were getting judged
Yeah,
by
right.
other people. So it doesn't have to do
Of course.
with, I mean, I would argue that Kendama is one of the hardest, most difficult, most skill take like that you need a ton of skill to do it. So apart from that, it just has to do with they've never seen it before, right?
Yeah.
Golf is a super nice, cool sport, but let's say like basketball is the coolest sport, like at least in America. It's like, oh, you play basketball, you're a cool
Oh.
guy, right?
Yeah.
At one point in the 1900s, there was one person with a little hoop with a ball pushing
Yeah.
it into a thing to get points, and they're guarding each other, and it looked just as ridiculous as Kendama does, but it's just the fact that people socially recognize and appreciate basketball because they grew up with it versus something new. You know?
Yeah, I see. You're perfectly right.
It makes me mad. But
Yeah.
also, to be like, I gotta say, high school is brutal. I hated high school. So I know you do have some elderly people that are just being crabby and stuff, but like, at least a college in America, from what I can speak of, people are such much more open-minded. And maybe, yeah, I don't know what happens, but I didn't play Kendama until college, and it was the coolest thing because it was new and unique, and I don't know. So I think that maybe what you're running into is just dumb high school toxic masculinity. You know what I mean? That we'll just be done with in a few years.
Yeah, I mean, there aren't many people. I mean, I say this because there are a few people, but they're only 0.001% of all the high schoolers, because otherwise I really enjoy my high school life and I really enjoy high school.
Okay, yeah.
And like, of course, many people are supportive and I'm pretty popular because of Kendama at high school.
Yeah.
So, but of course you will find a few, two or three people who would disagree, but otherwise it's great.
Yeah. And as an 18-year-old boy or man, I have to say that the right girls really appreciate Kendama, you know, and my wife love like appreciates me having goals, and I found Kanata before I met her, and she's my wife now, right? But my friends, girlfriends, Russ's girlfriend, like especially after high school, but maybe in high school, I think girls, which I know as like a teenager, it's it's important. But I think they really appreciate that you have goals and you're one of the best in the world. Like that's alpha, like it's the sickest thing, you know?
I
Yeah.
see. I see.
Yeah.
Thank
All
you.
right. Yeah, of course, man. Well, it was great talking to you. Let's talk again soon.
Yeah, it was definitely a great experience. Have a great day, comrade.
I don't know about that. That's America, baby. No. We'll have our capitalism versus socialism debate at EKC. I'm just joking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Have a great day.
Yeah. Thanks, Tippy. All right. See ya.
See ya.